He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. Well, it's November 29th, just 2 days before the Texans' first Monday night football game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The big question on practice today was, will Matt Shaw play? Well, that question was sort of answered. Sage Rosenfels has been named the starter. And Coach Gary Kubiak said he is going to go back and evaluate Schaub's practices and decide if Schaub will back up Rosenfels on Monday. Here's Coach Kubiak after practice.
Well, that's what we're going to go figure out, John. Sage is
a starter.
Sage is the starter in the game. Went into this week not expecting Matt to really be in that position. He's made a lot of progress. He's gotten better each day. What we're going to do is go back and evaluate his practice. He took all the reps today with the scout team. We're going to evaluate it. Me and Kevin, Rick, we'll all sit down, and if we feel good about his practice, then he will go into the game as a backup. But if we don't feel good about it, he won't be the third. He won't suit up. So he'll either be in a backup role or he won't suit up.
After practice, I caught up with ESPN's Tony Kornheiser to talk about the game. Well, and he talked about a lot of different things. Here's a snippet from the interview.
Can I be honest with you?
Very honest.
There's 2-4-7 teams, so it's not like America is waiting with bated breath to see how this goes. But I would imagine they're both underperforming teams, and I guess they're probably already playing for next year. I did read that Schaub might play, so if he were to play, that would be intriguing. I know you want particular storylines. I don't know that I have particular storylines. We thought this would be a hell of a game when it was first announced. We thought this might be the year that Jacksonville contended for a Super Bowl. We thought this might be the year that the Texans sort of broke through. Late in the season, you think it's very, very meaningful. But both teams have really underperformed. I mean, what I noticed with the Texans is, for example, on offense, they have great numbers on offense. They have great... They're overall fourth in the entire league, and they're like 20th in scoring. Now, you don't really have to go to an Ivy League college to figure out that's because they're turning the ball over somewhere in some terrible... They're going up and down the field, and they're not getting it into the end zone. Well, I would imagine that's the thing that would be most troubling to them.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston.